Hi, everybody. This is Jordana Baracha coming to you with Shavuot and Royalty Drink It In style. So just a heads up, again, if there's anybody that's interested in more about me, you could go to my website, jordanatorah.com. You could email me at jbaracha@gmail.com. Or now if you look at the flyer, there's a way you could contact me through Shiur Enjoyment as well. I'm also on Instagram. And you can find me at drinkitin_Jordana. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you. So what is this royalty that I'm talking about? You know, when I was thinking about this thought, a lot of things started coming to my mind. I started to think about different characters in the Torah that have this quality of royalty. What do I mean by that? Let's start with the earliest stages with Sarah Imenu. Early on in Sefer Bereishit, there is a character named Yiska, and we're unsure exactly at first who that person is. So Rashi tells us that Yiska is really Sarah, and one of the reasons why we make a connection between Yiska and Sarah is that the word Yiska comes from Nisichut, which means royalty, and Sarah also is a form, Sar, a prince, princess. So the two have something in common of this royalty nature. Let's put that aside. Now we have Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, here he is, a man who was an Ivri, and after the fact, he gets raised in Paro's palace as the son of the king. Quite interesting. What was the purpose of that, of him being raised in a palace? We have Ruth for Shavuot, Megillat Ruth that we read. She was also a princess. She was the daughter of the king of Moab. And yet she leaves all of it to marry Naomi's son. And after Naomi's son dies, she continues to stay with Naomi and travels with Naomi all the way back to Eretz Yisrael. So the question I want to pose to you is, what is all this royalty? What is all these concepts of princess, princes, kingship? What is the connection, and maybe what is HaKadosh Baruch will try to teach us with this theme of royalty? And I think it also ties in with this week's Torah portion of Parsha Bamidbar, and I'm going to tie it all in. King, and it's not something that we today in America, I think, can relate to. Maybe if we were all in England right now and we were raised in England, maybe we would have a better sense of the royal family, even though they don't necessarily do as much as back in the day. But there's a sense of kavod. There's a sense of respect that is given to royalty, and royalty expects to be given. It's like a sense of confidence that's instilled within those of royal blood. They're trained a certain way to hold themselves, carry themselves. It's like almost, if you say, like infused with this self-confidence and self-esteem that unfortunately today so many of us are lacking. If you look at the youth today or anybody, everybody's constantly working on their self-worth and their self-esteem, and there's anxiety and people not feeling good about themselves constantly. But it seems as if you have this attribute of royalty, you seem to carry yourself a certain way. So let's say for Moshe, Moshe had to have been raised in the king's palace, because only somebody that was raised as the son of the king could probably stand up to the king. He would have that confidence and not have what we call that slave mentality that the Jews had when they left Mitzrayim, that would very much make it difficult for them, as we know later on, to be warriors, and they had to die out and a new generation had to be born in order to take us into the land. So you needed a self-confidence and a self-esteem. So too with Ruth. Ruth, in order to be this mother of our future king of David HaMelech, the great-grandmother of David HaMelech, she had to have an air about her. She had to have a sense about her, this confidence, that she wasn't concerned that when, okay, I'm going to go back with Naomi, I don't care what other people think about me. It doesn't matter, because she was so strong on her inside as being this princess. It didn't matter to her that, oh, She said to Naomi, you don't have to go and collect the wheat and the grains. I'm going to go. She had this humility because she wasn't concerned about those around her. She knew that they weren't going to trample on her self-worth. And that's a tremendous, deep lesson that I think all of us should really take away from this theme of royalty that we see in this upcoming holiday of Shavuot, and as well as tying into this coming Shabbat of Sefer Bamidbar. Because in Sefer Bamidbar, it's all about, in the very beginning, the census. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was counting us. And when you count something, you want to show that it is valued by you. It is yours. It means something to you. And not only that, let's go one step further. What does Hashem tell Moshe to use to count us? Half a shekel. Half a shekel, money. Money has value. And this message that Hashem is trying to tell us is that we matter. Each and every individual matter. We are important. Not only that, when it says it in this week's Torah portion, Tesu'u et Rosh, lift your head, raise your head up high. Be proud of who we are. Don't walk bent over and sad and dejected, but rather walk with the self-confidence like a root did. Walk with the self-confidence like a Moshe did. Walk with the self-confidence like Sarah or Yiska. Realize that we are a Ben and Bat Melech. We are the true children of a king. And we should realize that this is what it means to be a prince and a princess. That we are royalty, we are worthy, and that we count. And so I hope you like this message, and I hope it carries you through to the Shabbat and through Shavuot. Please feel free, if you ever want to sponsor any future classes. Last week, live right now, we had over 700 people listening. It is a tremendous zechut, a tremendous merit to do a class in somebody's memory. So powerful, so many people listening. If you came on a little late, again, you could contact me either through Sheer Enjoyment. On the flyer, you would see how you could email me, or you could email me through jbaruchov, jbaruchov at gmail.com. You could find me on Instagram, drinkitin_Jordana, or simply jordanatorah.com. Looking forward to hearing from you guys. Enjoy your Shabbat and have a Chag Sameach. Bye.